Congratulations on the win here tonight. You guys really took care of the business early, really thanks in part to the pressure defense and very hot shooting to start out tonight's ball game.
Yeah, probably more the shooting than the defense. You know, gave them some backdoor cuts that they just were kind of fumbling around a little bit. You know, so I don't know if that part was perfect, but, you know, they come out there and played hard. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I had you guys around 74% in the first half. I think you only missed six shots from the field, and that's pretty good shooting there. And, you know, you guys, for the most part, really did a good job in the first half and even a little bit in the third period, knocking down some open looks, some good looks there.
Yeah, it was, you know, that's what we said, you know, talking to, you know, Coach Hutchins just a second ago. You know, whether you're playing somebody 11-0 or whether you're playing somebody that's, you know, 4-6 or whatever, you know, when they got athletes, you know, kind of running at you, if you can knock down your shots, I mean, it's still, that's a good sign. We had, you know, a couple guys going downhill to the basket with Bo and Dylan a little bit better than what we've had for a little while. So, I mean, you got to be happy with that part.
And you had three in double figures. Bo Hess led the way at 19. Drake McCray, a nice night for him at around 14 points. And, you know, Drake's defense was pretty good tonight against Levi Archer, a kid that had double figures twice last year as a freshman against Scott City, coming in averaging just under 9 a game. He ended up with only 2 points tonight.
Well, Drake wasn't, I mean, Drake did a good job, but he wasn't guarding because we weren't playing man.
Yeah.
Well, with a matchup, and you got some backside help, kind of push him away. You know, their guards kind of panicked a little bit where they couldn't get him the ball. I mean, you know, you saw in his missed dunk, you know, he's a nice athlete, you know. He's going to be a player for a couple years. But, you know, we kind of talked before the game that, you know, last year he kind of ate our young guys up, you know, the same age, you know, year younger. Hey, step up to the challenge and take care of business right there.
And definitely did so. Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning at 63-33. And this was a nice game for you guys to end the month of January. You had 9 games. You go 8-1 here. And I guess kind of looking here at the month of January as a whole, talk about the improvement of this team from the beginning of the month to the end of it.
Yeah, the main thing is defense. I mean, you know, consistency. And we didn't think we played very well the other night, even with the win. You know, and sometimes the competition as far as who you play kind of tells you, yes, we played really well, or no, we didn't play very well. You know, but defensive-wise, our consistency has been a lot better. You know, rebounded-wise, besides the Holcomb game, we've rebounded the ball pretty well. Shooting the ball, we're still not very consistent. I mean, our free-throw shooting is pretty suspect sometimes. You know, three-point shooting, where we're hot, cold, like most high school teams. You know, the key thing with shooting is watch teams in warm-up. I mean, if they're out there and it's, you know, swish, 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 with nobody on you, they're probably a pretty good shooting team. You know, for us, it might be swish, swish, boink, 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 you know, go 2 out of 5. And, you know, we got to get better as far as knocking down open shots. You got to be able to make your free throws. I bet you our free throw shooting percentage, knock on wood, is better in the fourth quarter than it is the first and second quarter, you know, which shows a little more concentration then. But, you know, those points count the same. Take care of business early so you don't have to be up 3 or up 1 in the fourth quarter and, you know, do what you're supposed to do.
Well, you're able to get some younger kids in there and taking advantage of that, getting his first varsity points. Gustavo Gonzalez and Nick Novak got some playing time as well, and Marshall Froh hit his first varsity 3.
Yeah, it's good to see him making a field goal. You know, I was not very happy with the way they played in the third quarter. I mean, they go in and, you know, in 15 seconds, they give up, you know, 3 offensive rebounds and 3 shots beneath the basket, then a fast break. So, I mean, in 30 seconds, they get outscored 5-0, you know, and then, you know, come back in the fourth quarter a little bit better. But, you know, they compete better than that in practice. That's why, you know, if you don't expect anything out of anybody, you're probably not going to get a whole lot. If you expect something to get done, then, you know, they know they got pressure to perform, and hopefully they take care of it. And, you know, so it's kind of third quarter, you know, not so good. You know, second quarter pretty good with Nick and with Jess and, you know, some kids. And fourth quarter a little bit better.
Well, it's Cimarron here at home on Tuesday night, and a team that's going to be around 500 coming in here to town.
Yeah, and they got some big kids. I mean, you know, got a 6'6 guard. You got a 6'4 post that has some weight to them. You know, got some other things like that as far as taking care of business. But, you know, they've got some games they've played pretty well, and they've got some games they haven't played so well. So, you know, we need to come and take care of business.
Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it tonight, 63-33. Coach, congratulations on the win, and we'll see you next week.
All right, Seth.